Why do I feel like I'm being tricked or trapped here?
No,
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
Why?
We pronounce it. Makebi.
Makebi,
yes.
Anyway,
syllable stress.
Yeah, right.
Makebi. Makebi.
We need to call him one day and find out how he really says. It was a very different version of that name. But the news is coming up at 8 with Paddy Mugando, and right after that, so we have
that right.
Yeah, definitely. The time is 8 hours on Phoenix FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletics label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.za. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Government says Bill 7 to return to Parliament after consultations. Makebi Zulu welcomes complaint against him to LAS. And in global news, Trump threatens Russia with tariffs while unveiling Ukraine weapons plan. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says the deferred Constitutional Amendment Bill 7 will be reintroduced to Parliament once broad consultations have been concluded. Mr. Mwetwa, who is also Information and Media Minister, has explained to Phoenix News that the deferment allows for additional stakeholder engagement and citizen input. He has clarified that the deferment signifies an intention to bring the legislation back under parliamentary debate, distinguishing it from withdrawal, which would indicate permanent abandonment. Mr. Mwetwa adds that the bill was set aside to enable government to meet court-outlined parameters, ensuring consultation requirements are fully satisfied. He states that had it been the intention of government not to reintroduce the bill, it would have completely been withdrawn. In a recent ruling, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, said Bill 7 will still proceed and shall be taken to Parliament when the Justice Minister deems it fit, despite a Constitutional Court ruling declaring the constitutional amendment unconstitutional.
It is expected that once the parameters for wider participation have been met, then it becomes incumbent upon the mover of the motion to defer the bill within her deliberate consideration that right things have been done to consider bringing it to Parliament back Bill 10. The deferment, therefore, means that a bill has been set aside with a view that it be brought back. Otherwise, if that was not the intention, it would have been withdrawn.
Lawyer of late former President Edgar Lungu and the former First Family, Makebi Zulu, has welcomed any complaints to the Law Association of Zambia, LAS, regarding his conduct. Yesterday, the Republican Progressive Party reported Mr. Zulu to LAS for misconduct over his recent public conduct surrounding the funeral and funeral arrangements of the late former president, claiming the action and statements fall short of the decorum and professional ethics expected of a legal practitioner in Zambia. But in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Zulu has emphasized his focus on preserving the dignity of Mr. Lungu's funeral and declined to engage with allegations against him, insisting that any issues raised by critics are theirs to resolve. He has insisted that the funeral proceedings should not be overshadowed by personal disputes, and that his role is to ensure solemnity and respect for the late president.
I should not respond to such a thing. I will not not respond to that. If they have a complaint against me, as a legal practitioner, let them complain, but I can't favor them with a response. I know it's not issue, and I do not want to take away the dignity of, or the solemnity of the death of ECL by making it all about myself. It has never been about me, it's not about me. If they're trying to make it about me, that's their problem, but I will not favor them with a response, except what I've told you.
Financial expert Emmanuel Kangwa has called on civil servants to exercise responsibility in managing their personal finances and debt, warning against transferring personal financial burdens to the state. His comment comes after Parliament last week rejected a motion brought by the opposition to reintroduce the debt swap initiative for civil servants following a public vote on the floor of the House. Opposing members of parliament argued that it is not government's role to bail out civil servants from personal financial decisions, instead emphasizing the need to channel national resources into productive sectors such as agriculture and livestock to spur economic growth. Mr. Kangwa, also a director at the Robert Kapasa Makasa Financial Education Memorial Trust, has backed Parliament's decision, stating that government is still grappling with its own debt obligations and cannot afford to take on additional liabilities resulting from individual private borrowing. He has noted that the debts in question were personally contracted by civil servants without government acting as a guarantor, and therefore the responsibility for repayment should not be shifted to the state.
We agree with the parliamentarians and the executive who voted against debt swap on behalf of civil servants. And the general public should know that even the government is also grappling with its own debt. So compiling it with private debts for civil servants is not even fair, and because those individuals, public servants, they went privately without involving the government as a guarantor. If the government agreed or as a guarantor, then it would have made a lot of sense to have a debt swap on behalf of the public.
The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia is urging government to engage more pharmacists in health facilities in order to reduce drug mismanagement and pilferage. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Society President Kigan Mwape argues that unqualified personnel are more likely to cause artificial shortages due to inadequate accounting for available drugs. With drug availability in Zambia rising from 46% in 2021 to 80.5% in 2025, according to President Hakainde Hichilema, Mr. Mwape has emphasized the need to protect this investment by employing competent personnel. He is concerned that only 15% of facilities are managed by pharmacists and believes increasing pharmacist deployment will ensure proper drug management, reduce shortages, and ultimately improve healthcare outcomes.
Now that we have seen an increase in terms of drug availability at facility level, unfortunately, the staff that are managing these drugs, currently we only have 15% of the facilities that are manned by pharmaceutical staff. So meaning that this heavy investment that the government has made in terms of procurement of these drugs, we need to protect it. And the only way we can protect it is to have suitably qualified pharmaceutical staff to manage these commodities at all levels. Because the danger that is there is that when there's a lot of drugs at facility level, there's a temptation of mismanagement and also diversions that may happen.
In global news, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the U.S. will send top-of-the-line weapons to Ukraine via NATO countries, while also threatening Russia with severe tariffs if a deal to end the war is not reached within 50 days. NATO Chief Mark Rutte in Washington confirmed the U.S. had decided to massively supply Ukraine with what is necessary through NATO, and that the Europeans would foot the bill. European countries will send Kyiv their own Patriot air defense systems, which Ukraine relies on to repel Russia's deadly airstrikes, and replacements will then be issued by the U.S. This is the 8 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7 and 1Z.
And now the business news.
The business news is brought to you by First National Bank. FNB. How can we help?